So people are probably wondering how we got into Howl today, because we posted a whole series of video blogs showing how futile our efforts were. Before I tell exactly how it is we got into Howl, I just want to say that this entire trip so far, everyone's been making fun of me for my bluntness and forwardness, and you're about to find out how that paid off. So essentially, I was sitting in the filmmaker's lounge, or the press slash filmmaker's lounge, where press and filmmakers can sit. And I was chatting with Adam Kempinar from Film Spotting, and across the way, I saw Amir Barlev. Now, who is Amir Barlev, you might ask? He's the director of a movie called My Kid Could Paint That. He's also the director of The Tillman Story, which is literally my most anticipated film of the entire festival. So I was really excited about it. I go straight up to him, and I'm like, Amir, are you Amir Barlev? And he's like, yes. And I was like, I'm Dave Chen from SlashFilm.com. Just want to say I'm a huge fan, and Tillman's Story is the movie I'm looking forward to the most. And he's like, you know, normally, I don't know how he usually reacts to fans, but he's really, like, very gracious. Like, oh, thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate that. I'm guessing he doesn't get that too much. Not to say anything about his movies, but they cater to a very specific taste, right? So
if you had 100 people in a room, Dave, I think there would be zero that would recognize him.
Zero that would recognize him, and maybe one. One that would recognize him, and one that would have Tillman's Story as the most anticipated movie, and both of those people are me.
Yes.
So,
but several people would know My Kid Could Paint That. That was a popular film.
Yeah. True enough. So then I was like, oh, can I walk you out of the hotel? And, you know, if it was me, I would have been like, no. You might be some stalker freak, but this guy was like, he was like, oh yeah, sure, why not? So I'm walking him out of the hotel, we're chatting, I'm like, yo, when'd you get in? You know, how was your flight, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, hey man, you know, you don't happen to have any Restrepo tickets, do you? And I just so happened to have two extra Restrepo tickets. Restrepo is another documentary that was playing tonight. And he's like, because I'm trying to get rid of these two Howl tickets. And, you know, the Howl tickets, by the way, are like, everyone's trying to get them, no one could get them. So I was like, hell yes. So we traded the Restrepo tickets, got the Howl tickets, and made a friend for life.
Wait. No, there is a side note to that.
Oh, there is a side note, which is that one of the most anticipated films of the festival is Hesher, a dramatic film starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I got a ticket for Hesher for tomorrow, Friday, but it was attached to my Restrepo ticket.
So I
accidentally gave him the Hesher ticket as well.
And there's another side note, which is Hal wasn't even worth getting those tickets.
Yes. It would have been better off if we had not seen Hal.
Yes, our lives would have been better. So
now you have 30 hours to find that Hesher ticket.
Less.
You can go to the publicity office.
Like 12 hours.
Dave, don't worry. I will be there, and I'll be able to report to the Slash Film readers and tell them if it's good or not.
Well, thanks. That's a real consolation for me, Peter.